From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, podcasters. Welcome to it.
We learn a lot about Ellie in today's show.
Do we?
We learn that you can't stand metal people.
It's a very new revelation that I've had. It's not something I've felt strongly about for a long time, but all of a sudden I do feel strongly about it.
You're a statue hater.
I'm a statue hater.
Yeah.
Statue, because I hate you. Oh, good rap that could be.
Yeah, write that down.
Statue, it's a statue, because I hate you.
E-Chain will use that in her next International Women's Day rap, I'm sure.
Should I make a rap about not understanding statues?
No. Let's keep
it's
it relevant.
Itself.
Is it?
Got the first line.
Hey, Sunny Coast, or wherever you're from, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Big show. We ask a lot of the kids of the Sunny Coast what they would love to see. Money's no object. We delve into the mind of a kid. They see things differently to us.
Oh, God, I wish I was a kid. Oh, I miss it.
I miss, like, going to school and swapping, like, crazy bones at school.
Oh,
like, the little currency.
Marbles?
Money wasn't a thing. You didn't have money when you were seven. You had little trinkets and things, and that was currency.
Mm.
You'd be like, well, this one's shiny, so it's worth three of those ones.
Yeah.
It was just made up, and you sort of had to go with the rules that were set at the time.
Did you have marbles at your school?
Not marbles. We had little crazy bones, little characters that you'd play marbles with.
Yeah.
But they became too, they just overpowered the grade. The teachers went, we have to ban these.
No more crazy bones, kids.
No more crazy bones. Keep your crazy bones at home.
There you go. The good old days, am I right?
Before phones.
Before phones. Ah. Hey, speaking of life before phones, we have launched a challenge for ourselves this week. You'll hear about it in today's podcast.
Yeah, we go old school.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Moving stuff on the weekend.
Yep.
You know you're old when you hurt yourself moving.
Oh, you know you're old when you hurt yourself just bloody walking down the stairs, which is what's happening to me these days.
What have you done? I've hurt, so two places hurt, behind my shoulder on my left and a little bit into my neck as well. I think I just strained it trying to lift a box.
Did you though? Because like lifting a box, that's a functional movement, right?
Yeah.
I have been reading lately about something called text neck. And this is what I'm worried I'm suffering from. So I reckon text neck.
As in texting neck.
Yeah. So it's like kids these days, us included, because we're super young, are developing humps in the back of their neck from looking down at their phone so much. And when I was reading this, I was like, absolutely, that's me.
Yeah.
So do you reckon that's what your injury could be?
Maybe it could be text neck. Taking over.
Because how many hours a day do you reckon you're looking down at your phone?
Too much. I'd love to rewind the clock, actually, and just go back to old school phones. Hang on. This is perfect. Guess what I found on the weekend while I was moving?
What'd you find?
Have a look at this.
What? How do you have this?
An LG web slider.
Oh, my goodness.
Slide sideways.
I don't even know how to open
sideways.
This thing. Oh, what? Okay, this is the most old school phone I've ever seen.
Did you not have one of those in high school?
No, they were the
coolest thing when I was about grade 10, 11. Everyone had web sliders.
Oh, something fell off it.
Oh, that's all right. Just ignore that. But it's one of the phones where you slide it to the side. It's got the full keyboard on it.
Stop it.
Yeah, everybody had them. There were green ones, blue ones, red ones. The girls always had the white and the pink.
And do you know what it's got? Actual buttons, Taz.
Real buttons.
Kids, a button is a thing that sticks out of something and you push it. We don't have those on iPhones.
You rewind phones all the way back. You go back to that cup and string phone, don't you? That's the original.
Do those actually work, though, the cup and string phones? Because I feel like I made one when I was like four.
I don't think I've ever made one, actually, the cup and string phones.
If I were to get a cup right now attached by a string and put it over the desk to you.
Yes.
Could you hear a message?
Well, probably because you're standing right here. We'd need to go a bit bigger than that.
What if I go outside the door?
You could probably go 10 metres and do it. I don't know how far they'd go. I don't know how far the relay would relay.
Shall we try?
Yeah, we can try.
Shall we see how far we can get it?
Tomorrow we'll make a cup and string phone for the show. Yes. You're so excited.
It's better than, I got excited when I saw the flip phone that you've given me. Slide phone.
Can you give me it back? You're throwing it around.
I know. It's really fun to slide it. Very good for my ADHD.
I need to find a phone battery for it. But yeah, I want to use that instead of my new iPhone.
Okay. So cup and string phone.
Yes.
Do you think we could get could we put it from the top of Mount Coulomb to the bottom of Mount Coulomb? would it go that far? Like, I just need to know what to set my sights on.
Let's start really small. Let's not get carried away. Let's see if we can do a 10-metre cup and string phone tomorrow. Then we'll see if we can do a top of Mount Coolum, bottom of Mount Coolum cup and string phone.
Done. Textneck, be gone.
That's right. We're fighting Textneck one cup and string phone at a time.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And boy, oh boy, Tazzy, school holidays are creeping up. How are they one term down already?
How many weeks have they got to go? Three or four?
Until, well, Easter's next week.
Oh, you know? No, it's not.
Yeah, short week next week, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Only work until Thursday.
Oh, going to have to eat all the chocolate. Oh, no.
Oh, bugger, I'm going to have to take 4 days off work. Oh, I hate it. Twist my arm. Oh, girl. Someone's got to do it. But if you're wondering what to do with the kids this school holidays, I've been reading earlier today about a little school holiday thing that's happening in Maroochydore CBD at the Met. They're going to be inviting kids aged 3 to 12 to create their own cities, right? Oh, so they've got all these recycled products and kids get to go and, like, design their own cities.
Great.
And I was reading this and I was reminded of Friday's show when we were looking for unofficial mayors of different suburbs, right?
Yes.
And we appointed 10-year-old Madison from Budrum.
She's a dreamer.
Yeah, as the unofficial mayor of Budrum. And when we asked her what her plans for Budrum would be, she gave us the most elaborate plans ever.
Yeah.
Right? Let's have a listen.
So there's going to be a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And it's going to make it very big and parents drop them off and then pick them up at the end.
Oh.
Right. So no adults are allowed on the roller coaster, just for kids.
No.
Wow. Okay. So is this to get to and from school, is it?
No, it's just from the top of Budrum all the way to where the kangaroos live.
How are you going to get the money for this, Madison? Who's going to fund this?
We can just use Mum's credit card.
I mean, she'd thought it all the way through.
Yeah, Mum wasn't happy. Mum really wasn't happy. No. Could you imagine what the Sunny Coast would look like if it was designed by kids?
Well, this is exactly what I want to do today.
Roller coasters here, beanbags there, like everything would just be so cool and colourful and awesome.
Yes. So, kids.
Yes.
If you're listening right now,
let's
design this world that you design, okay? You can have whatever you want.
Yep.
We just want you to call us and tell us if you could build anything on the Sunny Coast, what would it be?
Sienna, you're 10. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sienna. What is it that you want to build for the Sunny Coast?
So first of all, maybe my brother said instead of trains, cars, roller coasters.
Mm-hmm. All roller coasters.
And Woolworths and Coles throw all their veggies.
Was that Woolworths and Coles throw away all their veggies?
Yep.
Yeah, and what do they replace it with?
Lollies and, nuggets, whatever.
Lollies and nuggets!
Yum! I mean, but then how would we get our healthier, you know, our nutrients and stuff?
That's future me's problem.
God, I miss being a kid.
Yep. Lollies and nugs. We could do that now. It would just go straight to our thighs.
Oh, yes. I'd be working off, like, for 3 days if I replaced all my veggies with lollies and nugs. Sienna, great, great options, though. I love it. Anything else you want to tack on to your design?
I think that's it.
That covers all bases. Forget the roller coasters.
If we can get roller coasters instead of cars, mm-hmm. and if we can just get nuggets and lollies instead of all sorts of health,
there'd be some funky spew across the coast.
Oh, we don't need to go there.
Roller coasters, lollies, and nuggets—not a good mix. I'm just saying. Ava is from Stella Maris. Ava, tell us, what do you want to build on the Sunny Coast?
Instead of cars on the road, there's zip lines everywhere.
Oh, yes. The best.
I love this idea. All right, where would you start it? Like, what do you picture the best place to have a zip line to be on the Sunshine Coast?
My house.
Would it be from every house? So every driveway would be a zip line, Ava?
Okay, spitballing some issues that you might come up against with this plan. What if your house is, like, at the bottom of the hill? Where would the zip line go?
6894. It would, like, go up the hill, like, down the other way.
Oh, so it's not, like, a gravity-based zip line.
No.
It's, like, a cable car type situation.
I think you're strapping yourself into the zip line and you just work out where you need to go and you'll just go through all of the zip lines to get to work.
Okay. Ava, if you could pick one destination that the zip line went to straight from your house, where would it be?
My friend's house.
Your friend's house.
Yeah, that makes sense.
With a cheeky stop off at like Macca's or something on the way? No, kids don't eat Macca's anymore.
No, that's right.
That's so silly. So yeah. Well, I fell flat with Ava, didn't it?
I think she's ziplined off, actually. Yeah. I don't think she's there anymore. Thank you, Ava. Love it. What a great idea.
All right, let's go now to our next young designer, Asha. You're 10 years old from Narimba. What do you want to build on the sunny coast?
First of all, I want more Teslas on the sunny coast so we don't have a bunch of, bad stuff in the air.
Yep, more Teslas. So everybody true. Should have a Tesla. Free, do you think, Asha? Are they free for everybody?
No, but maybe just a fair bit, like an average car's price.
Okay.
An average car, yeah, fair.
How much is that?
Government rebates.
How much is that, do you think, Asha?
$30,000 to $50,000.
Okay, it's a cheap Tesla. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, okay.
Happy with that, Asha. And what else?
Maybe if we could find some space somewhere, we could have like one or two more places like Aussie World.
Oh,
couple
more
theme parks. What type of things do you want to see at the theme parks?
Well, it's pretty true. We could have one theme park that's got for like younger audiences, like 1 to 7, and then one that's like older, like 8 to 10. Whatever.
So one of them is for adults and for older kids, and one of them's toddler town.
Yeah.
Wow. Ash has got his demographics sorted. Yeah. I love this. He's got a real cost benefit analysis with the Teslas.
Yep.
And Asha, I think you've got a career in politics, my friend.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, what do you think? You want to be mayor of the Sunshine Coast when you grow up?
Maybe in council.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just a division leader. Jeez. All right. Well, I feel like. We have our future Sunshine Coast mayor.
Yep, I agree. 3 or 4 of the kids that we talked to have had great ideas. All junk food and roller coaster.
Yeah, absolutely. I still love all fruit and veg at Coles and Woolies being
gone.
Out, and nugs and lollies are in.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, if you were born in 91, you were born in 91, weren't you?
Correct.
So you were still a kid for most of the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the people out there that were maybe in their teens, early 20s in the 90s.
Okay.
So 5, 10 years older than you and I. I've come across a video on the weekend talking about 90s slang, but coming at it from how you and I talk about Gen Z slang now.
Yeah, that's fun.
So you and I going,
because we can see whether it actually happened.
Exactly. So it's the older generation going, hey, if you want to remain hip in the 90s, this is what you need to know. Have a listen to this.
Stayed up with the times. You know that awesome or big time will get the point across as in, that was an awesome evening segment I just saw. Well, here are some other phrases you want to know if you want to be sure to sound hip in the 90s.
Here we go.
Cut out.
Yo, a greeting.
Yo, Curb, what's up?
Clutch the pearls, said in amazement or disbelief.
Well, you know he's married.
Clutch the pearls!
MacGyver, as in the TV show where the impossible is often accomplished.
I can't believe you got off that speeding ticket. What a MacGyver!
Marvel, to secretly undermine.
What? I can't believe she saw your job. You've really been Norville.
Some phrases may be around forever.
Well, look, I gotta run. Peace.
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 Wow.
Yo, a greeting. I was like, all right, surely everybody knows what yo is. But yeah, back then, this was, I'm guessing late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Trying to teach the older generation young person slang.
Some were quite accurate, I think. You know, like MacGyver's stuck around.
MacGyver's good. Yo's still in there. No one's clutching the pearls anymore.
Wait, Tassie, let's try it out. Okay. Tell me something that's going to astound me.
So, did you know Big Boss Benny, he's left early again
Clutch
today.
The pearls! No, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Singing, repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sometimes we play bangers in full, and sometimes we only play bits of them.
It's Ellie and Taz's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Bits of bangers.
Yeah, it's a shame when we only play you a bit.
We want to play the whole thing, but sometimes, yeah, we can only play a little bit of it, and that is the whole premise of this game. We're going to play you a 1 second clip. Can you guess the song, title, and artist from 1 second? We've got two people on the line at the moment. We've got Abby from Budrum and Jody from Biwa. G'day.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. Oh, you both sound very chipper. Very. You've pepped me up just with your hellos. But you need to get a bit more kind of grit in you because you are enemies right now. You're up against each other.
Too much friendliness on this show, all right? We need a little bit more hostility.
All right. We're going to need you ladies to chime in with your name, buzz in with your name, if you think you know the title and artist of the bit of the banger that we play in, okay?
Yep, yep.
Let's test the buzzers. This is my favourite part of the game where we test the buzzer. Abby, test your buzzer.
Abby.
Beautiful. Great. And well Jodes.
Said. Jodie.
Lovely.
Good. I like it when there's similar syllabled names as well because you can't cheat that way.
No.
All right. I'll play you 1 second of the banger first and we'll see if either of you can pick it. Here we go.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Yeah.
Oh. That's okay. Don't worry. I've got several other bits in front of me that I can play.
Are you going to play a 2 second
bit? I'll play a 2 second bit, yeah.
Okay, get ready, guys. Get those buzzers ready. Three. Action.
Oh, Abby?
Oh, yes, shit. Abby.
Rihanna?
I need a song title as well.
Umbrella.
From 2 seconds of a song, Abby has done it.
We were just about to go to Jodie there as well. We couldn't have waited too much longer. Abby, congratulations. You and a friend are seeing Ghostbusters Frozen Empire at Event Cinemas.
Yay, thank you.
The Spengler family return to where it all started. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire only in cinemas March 21. It's 3 days away. Jodie, unfortunately, we've got nothing for you, but thank you so much for playing.
No problem.
Oh, she's still chipper.
She's still chipper.
I love that.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
A lot of kerfuffle over the weekend when it came to casting your vote.
Yeah, there
local
were
elections.
A couple of places, at least here on the sunny coast, actually around Australia as well, that ran out of, was it the ballot papers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. I love voting early. I just think it is the best invention ever.
I know.
No cues. Like, I waltzed straight in with my partner. We voted. We got out of there. 2 minute turnaround. So good.
Yeah, I have to say, I passed my local polling place on the weekend. I'd voted last week as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked past on Saturday and just saw the line of people coming out. And I was like,
not everybody
suckers.
Can make it to the early voting. And I know they only did it Monday to Friday and between certain times. So it is a pain. But if they can extend that out, I think it's a good idea.
Mm.
Has it been implemented perfectly yet? I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, I just don't understand, Taz. Like, you and I, we've got one job, right? You have two jobs.
You have two. You read the weathers as well.
No, my job is to rock up and do a radio show from 3 till 6, right? That's my one thing.
Sometimes we don't even do it from 3 to 6. Sometimes it's 3 to 5.30. And then you just go, let's just get out of here
early. No, but I feel like with the polling place, that's the only thing they have to do is give you a slip of paper.
And pens.
And
pens are the only things they've got to look after.
True. And do you know what? To be honest, I would understand them running out of pens more than I would.
I can't believe pens don't run out, actually, at the voting places. Because how often are you at work and there is no pens?
Yeah.
Everybody steals them.
Absolutely. That would make more sense. But Maroochydore, Bly-Bly, Peridian, Coolum all ran out of ballot papers on the weekend.
No.
And so many people were standing in line. Some people were standing in line for like an hour and a half.
They were printing them, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to. Well, they had to. And so some people didn't even get their votes in, which is not good for democracy. Yeah, but the
Did
people,
you get the sausage, though?
Well, I'm hoping so. You would have. I mean, if you're standing in line for an hour and a half.
God, I'd ask for a second one.
Surely you'd chatter a few of the democracy sausages.
Take your time on the old printing.
Yeah. Get a democracy meat tray that way.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
91.9 CFM.
What?
We are Ellie and Taz. I've just noticed in the bin there's a Mighty McMuffin container.
Oh, Fosenbrook.
Fosenbrook. Got a bit of cheeky Maccas to the studio this
morning. What did they get? Let's see if we can work
it
out.
Okay, let me look. Hold on.
Oh, this is good.
The bin. So there's a Mighty McMuffin thing.
Yeah. Show what the else? Camera too.
Oh, there's hash brown. Oh, there's a bit of hash brown left in it.
Oh, yeah, we'll have that.
There's a Dare Ice coffee.
Oh, jeez, they did are they living have a big, the oh, life.
I think they did have a big night. Oh, God, I just touched some dirty tissues.
If you haven't got around our big breakfast, Foz and Brooke, they're a couple of weeks in and, oh, apparently they love. What? So what did they have?
The Mighty McMuffin, a hash brown and a Dare Ice coffee.
6 a.m. Macca's run.
Do you have a bin on your side? Because there's only one set in here, so it could have just been one of them.
Oh, I found the bag.
Oh, do you?
I found
you
it.
You found the bag?
Hang on. Oh, there is some grossness happening over here.
Oh, what have we got?
A hash brown.
Those two bags. Dogs.
Look at it's
been Uber Eats.
It's been Uber Eats. I'm looking in the bag now.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Two drinks. At least two drinks.
So the Dare Ice coffee was on top of the two drinks.
And we've also got, oh, yeah, typical.
Oh, that's Smitty. She's had a can of V. Wow.
What will they have tomorrow for the big breakfast? Foss and Brooke, 5 a.m. tomorrow right here at sea.
True to their name, really. They are having a big breakfast by the looks of it.
Sticky.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, about an hour ago, Taz, we were in the songs. And I just randomly blurted out a statement.
I know where this is going. And this is like, crazy.
We're going to have to discuss this more in depth later.
All of a sudden, you've looked at me and you've said, I don't like statues. And I go, what part of statues do you not like? Do they scare you? Do you not agree with all statues? What kind of statues are we talking about? I have so many questions. Can you clarify?
Well, it's a very new revelation that I've had in my own mind.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can articulate it properly, but I'll try for you, Tazzy. So it's just been announced that they're going to be unveiling a new statue for the Matildas at Suncorp.
Yep.
Because of the great success they had in the World Cup.
Yes.
Which I want to just come out right away and say, not against it. Great that the Matildas are being immortalised.
Yep.
Love that for them.
Also, there are some classic statues around Suncorp.
Are there?
Like Wally Lewis and I think there's a Lockyer one. The Wally Lewis one is the famous one that's right out the front. And
right.
People get photos with every time. Yeah, there's a couple.
Well, I don't really get statues. You
okay.
know, like what's the point?
Do you want a statue?
No, I don't, because apparently I hate statues. I've just decided this today.
Is that why you're a bit jealous of the statues?
No.
You haven't been immortalized in bronze.
No, I don't need an Ellie statue.
If somebody said, hey, Ellie, we're going to make a statue of you and we're going to put it in Perth where you grew up because you're such a big shot, you'd go, oh, okay, thanks. You'd all of a sudden be okay with it.
Well, I just think that we're handing statues out a bit willy-nilly these days.
There's the Wally Lewis one. He's picking up the shield there.
Yeah.
My boss is calling.
Okay. Great.
Right out the front of Suncorp.
But
very famous.
What does it do?
Arthur Beetson's there.
What
yeah, there is
get?
A Darren Lockyer. I knew it. There's a Mal Meninga, Alan Langer.
Is it supposed to be a form of art, like a sculpture?
Is it a sculpture? Is that the point of it? It's like this person has done greatness for Brisbane or for Suncorp or whatever it is, and they get immortalised as somewhere where people can go up and show their love for that person.
I just feel like we're giving them out, but a bit willy-nilly, okay?
I think Matildas deserve it.
Of course. Well, did you know that there are more statues of horses in Australia than there are of women? True fact.
Okay, I don't agree with...
So the Matildas can get one.
I don't agree with horse statues.
See, this is the thing.
Yeah.
Why do we need a statue of a horse?
We don't.
Why do we need statues of anyone? Just like...
We don't. I did see in Melbourne, they did do a statue of Brendan Favola.
Yeah,
I went...
Yeah, he's taken some good grabs, but he also had a gambling problem and he's had some naughty times
in
the media.
He's on radio and I'm like,
you know,
well, if
like,
they can do him, maybe they could do an Alien Taz. That's all.
No, I would prefer maybe just a picture of me. Does someone paint me?
So vain. So
you
vain.
Said it.
So are you thinking getting rid of all statues?
Yeah. I'm done with
you
statues.
You want all statues done?
Yeah. Yeah. Just bring back more things like big pineapples, you know, big crabs. All of them. Is there a big crab?
I don't know. I think you are one though today.
Singing, repeat after me. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Don't play my opener. Don't play the opener because you asked me to come on this time.
That's true, actually. But
play
I'm
the opener.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
This better be good.
Just because
it better be real
just
good.
Because we've asked you onto the show doesn't mean the momentum
you
doesn't die.
You can't ask me to come on and then go, oh, do the joke about the crowbar gear. No. This better be good.
Benny, we've got you on the show, mate, because over the weekend you've got a second job, don't you?
Yeah, coaching soccer.
Yeah. What's the team name? How old are they? What's going on?
Stella Maris, it's my daughter's under 16. We are under 6 Freeze.
The under 6
Freeze.
Freeze.
Just the free, not the Freezers, just the Freeze.
The school named it, okay.
No, hey, kids. We're not judging. Good on them.
Good little team. I've got about 9 kids. We play 6 a side on the weekend, 1 in goals, 5 on the pitch, and then do the subs. Good stuff.
And how'd you go on the weekend, Benny?
1-3-1.
Yeah. So we've heard.
Like, I shouldn't be in keeping score because they're little kids, but I'm competitive. Yeah.
He is.
Well, you honestly won't shut up about this team, and proud of you for getting out in the community and doing your bit. But also, we're hearing a lot about it.
Yeah, the problem is we got a phone call.
Oh, this is good. One of the parents?
Yeah, one of the parents. Actually, two of the parents have reached out. One of them reached out on our Insta. The other's actually called the show.
Yeah, good.
Because you apparently go around saying that you work for C and
kind of big deal.
You're friends with Alien Taz. You're throwing our names out there trying to get in with the parents.
On the air all the time.
So they've actually called the show and they said, can we approach a topic with you?
And anytime they're you want to approach a topic with us, Benny, you put us in front of the press.
So miraculously, no, I'll humour this because this is just good fun. I've never told anyone on the team what I do for a job, so this is good. So I want to see where this goes because I know this is all BS.
Maybe they know. Maybe they've heard your voice on the show and they've put two and two together.
But this is good. What are you going?
Okay. Benny.
Oh, Taz.
Benny over
here. Taz.
Yes. Is it true? How do you respond to the allegations that you're favouring your daughter and she's getting more field time than some of the other kids?
Nah, absolutely. My daughter, there's two blokes I actually favour more. Because they're weapons. They kick all the goals.
Follow-up question. How do you respond to the allegations that you're favouring students full stop?
Well, they're better players. Keep going.
Also, there are reports of players leaving the team already 2 or 3 games into the season. How do you respond to that?
Look, you know, sometimes when they're 5,
do you have players leaving the team?
Yeah, of course.
Why?
Because, well, there was one poor little player that wouldn't play without a dad on the pitch with her, and then when the ball came to her, she ran away from it. So, you know.
Ben.
Ellie.
Would you say that this player wouldn't play on the pitch without her dad because she was afraid of you as a coach?
Yep, 100%. Taz, you got any further questions? Come on, is that the best you got?
Ben. Is it true that you have to leave work at 2:45 p.m. on a Wednesday when you're contracted to be here till 5?
I didn't even give Simon a chance to rebuttal that. I said, I'll be gone at 2:45. Anything else?
Is there actually training or are you just going home and
having a couple
of beers?
This is the honest truth, guys, is that I'm only coaching soccer to be close to the soccer mums.
Oh, God. Meeting adjourned.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Can't touch this.
Stop. Tidbit time.
Alrighty, time to tidbit you all, Sunny Coast. The Gabba plan.
Can you get our consent before you tidbit us?
No. You know me. I'm straight out with the titties.
Flop your titty out.
Okay. All right. We're getting silly buggers. We're turning into silly buggers. The Gabba. Let's talk about that because it was announced earlier today that it looks like the Gabba redevelopment plan's completely scrapped.
Yeah, this is crazy. When the initial plans came out, they went, hey, the Olympics is coming. Mm. We're going to need to redo the Gabba. The Gabba already, if you drive past it, the Gabba goes kind of over the road, doesn't it? It's pretty much, it's so close to you. They were going to have to extend it over the road completely, making it a bit of a tunnel that you go under around the Gabba.
Yeah, right.
It just felt like they were trying to squeeze too much into too little of a space.
And that is an old stadium. Like, you go to the Gabba compared to other stadiums in the country, and it looks really old and run down.
Yeah, well.
Compared to Adelaide Oval, compared to Optus over in Perth.
It's got character, the Gabba.
Yeah, but you say that, and I, coming from Perth, was the same. We had Subiaco Oval, which is where I went to the footy growing up, and I thought it was the bee's knees. And then they announced they were building this new stadium,
Optus,
which is now Optus Stadium. Yeah. And I was like, nah, we don't even need one. Let's keep the old one. The Gabba and Subiaco Oval, very, very similar.
Okay.
And then I went to Optus. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is incredible. You don't have to line up for the toilets.
Gold class.
Oh, literally. You get drink holders in your seats. Game changer. So I'm all for them building a new stadium in Brisbane.
Knock it down.
Absolutely. Get rid of the Gabba. I am not attached to it. And get this new one. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Is it confirmed that they're not upgrading the Gabba or is it still just speculation?
It's like 90% that it's done and they'll build a new one out in a different suburb.
To be fair, if you're going to have the Olympics, we may as well go as big as possible.
Absolutely.
And it felt like we were trying to make something work that was already there.
I believe is the term.
Just like this show, am I right?
This is so true.
It's Ellie and Taz for The Drive Home.